Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace, everyone. Hallelujah. Grace and peace.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, grace and peace,
amen.
Family.
Yeah. Grace and peace, Israelite. Grace and peace.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Water. I'm Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight, your Tuesday night edition of the Sounds of Living Waters. We have our brother Bob Farr from the Philadelphia Assembly Congregation and his reader tonight is Brother Eric. And tonight, topic is Head of the Body. Sound like some get in line here. Sound like some let's get these ducks in order.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sound like let's get these chicks in order. They all over the place. Mm-hmm. Well, with that being said, and without further ado, we're going to turn this over to our brother Bob Farr. Shalom, shalom, brother. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Grace and peace.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom, shalom, Eric. Grace and peace,
shalom,
brother.
Shalom, 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 everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom,
shalom. Hey, shalom.
Shalom, brother Eric. Hey. Grace and peace.
Welcome peace, tonight's edition of the Sounds of Living Water radio blog. Tonight we're going to talk about the head of the body. We're going to talk about order in the body and all these different things and how God's order all lines together and really how Satan's tried to disrupt this order and it's caused all kinds of confusion and not only just the body but also in the family. So we're going to try to break that down today for you and let the scripture do the talking. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, Father, that's been left for us. And Father, we just ask that you open it tonight to all our hearts and to all our minds and help us to more deeply understand and fall into line with it, Father, as we attempt to follow you in all things, as we follow your precious Son, Jesus, our Messiah. Father, we just ask that, again, you would open our eyes and our hearts to all the truth that's in your word that we can handle, Father. We ask it all in your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Brother Eric, you want to go to Genesis chapter 1 and read verse 26 for us?
Okay.
Genesis 1:26.
Amen.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
At this point in creation, that's what we had, was man and every creeping thing, and all the fowl and the fish of the sea. And notice here that our God had put man overhead over all those things. So, again, we're starting to see this order that's developing. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. And when you get to start in verse 18 through 24, and let's look at this order just a little deeper.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him.
Yes, sir. It's not and good that he be alone. And we could see the order, though. We see the man here first. Go ahead, brother.
And out of the ground of the Lord... the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him.
So out of all these things that were created, and notice Adam here was given authority over everything that was creeping here on the earth. But as at this point, there was not one that was yet fit to be a helpmate or meet for him. Go ahead, brother.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.
And it's important to understand that everything else that was created from the earth and from the soil of the earth. And woman was taken from man. And that is why she was called woman. But again, notice the authority here is Adam is naming her woman. And that word woman means means she was taken from man. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Now, this is where we understand the authority and we understand the order, but we got to make sure we don't go too far with that. We got to understand that women are bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. I mean, they are us. They come right out of us. So it's not that we're over the woman. It just means that we have authority, and in that authority comes responsibility. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and just read one verse there, brother, verse 3. We go ahead and read it when you get there.
Okay, 1 Corinthians. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God.
Now, if you we didn't read verse 2, but it said he was delivering ordinances to them. And he's going right straight from the book, from the Torah, and he's just putting a paraphrase on it. But he's letting you know that the man is the head of the woman, and obviously Christ is the head of the man. And then, but Christ also has a head, which is the Father. This word God here is the Theos, Strong's concordance reference number 2316. Now, if you go to your Strong's Concordance, you'll find out that they just have one word, and for this word that's translated here. But in the New Testament, there's four words that are translated from this one word, 23:16. There's theos, which means God, and then there's theo, which means God, but that's the root word of all the other words, and then there's theoi, which is plural, which is equal to that Hebrew word Elohim that was in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, where it said, "And God said," that was Elohim said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." This God right here in Greek is the equivalent of YHWH, or what's known as the Tetragrammaton. And back there, that would have been what was translated Lord God in chapter 2. We'll see it as we go ahead to go on and read. But we could see right here that Christ has a head as well, and his head is God or the Father. Okay, brother, let's go back to Genesis chapter 3 now and start in verse 1.
Okay. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?"
Now it's important to understand here what's going on. This is showing you the very first sin, as we all know. And the Lord God here is talking, and it says the Lord God had made, okay? But it says that the serpent was more subtle than any other beast of the field. And go ahead, brother.
And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Now, you notice here that the woman knew that God had said, "Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." But it's not really clear whether she heard that from God or whether that she heard that from her husband. And we know that her husband had authority over her. Okay? And then it says the serpent beguiled her. And then down here where it's translated in verse 5, it says, "For God," and that word God again is Elohim, and it says, doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods," little g, but that word is still Elohim, "knowing good and evil." And so, and we see that not only did Eve eat, but Adam ate also. Let's go back to Genesis. Let's roll back to Genesis 2 and start in verse 16, brother, and we'll get some clarity here.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat."
Now, it's important to understand it says that the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely." Go ahead, brother.
"But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die."
Go ahead, brother.
Or 18.
Mm-hmm.
"And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him."
And the reason I had you read verse 18 is to show you that he was still yet alone when this commandment was given to man. Now, Obviously, that commandment was passed along to Eve because she recited it in chapter 3. Okay? Now, let's go back to Genesis 2 again and read 16 through 18. Or, well, did we just read that?
Genesis 3, 6.
Dead, brother. I'm sorry. I gotta move along here. We got to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Okay.
Unless I'd skip something on your paper, yeah, I got it on mine that way.
Genesis 3, you have Genesis 3, 6 through 22.
Yes, sir. That's what I want you to read.
Okay.
We missed that.
So chapter 3 of Genesis and verse 22.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I mean, Genesis chapter 3 and start in verse 6.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
I wrote it down wrong here, too, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. Verse 11, and he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Where have I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
Notice he's talking to Adam here, and he said, the father said that, who told you that you was naked? Because he's looking for the man. Go ahead, brother. Verse 12.
Verse 12, and the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat.
So it's not my fault. It's her fault. She tricked me. Go ahead.
And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.
And that word beguiled in the King James means tricked. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Verse 15, And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Yes, sir. Go ahead,
unto
brother.
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
And so here's the order, and here's why the order is set in to the point. Now, he does say that they, you know, obviously that they could be saved or through childbirth, or, you know, and we're going to see that again when we go into the New Testament. It says, thou shalt bring forth children. Because before that, there wasn't any application set to where either Adam or Eve would have died. But now, because of their sin, the penalty for sin is death, there has to be procreation to carry this along. Go ahead, brother.
And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it.
Now, think about what happened here. Now, it's not because he listened to his wife. It's because he didn't listen to God. He didn't take the commandment. He chose to allow his wife to mislead him, even after God had commanded him not to eat of the fruit of the tree. Go ahead, brother.
And I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
Yes, sir.
And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. 21.
Before this, she was called woman, but now he gave her the name Eve because she was to be the mother of all living. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand to take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.
Yes, sir. And that's why he put him out of the garden, so that Adam and Eve out of the garden, so that they wouldn't take hold of that tree and live forever. Now let's go to where I said earlier, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. You start in verse 14 when you get there, brother.
For the body is not one member, but many.
Now, this is talking about the whole body of Messiah, or whole body of Christ. But notice how this body reflects the family. Go ahead, brother.
If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body.
So your light is green.
And if
ahead,
the ear, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Verse 18. But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him.
Amen. And that's exactly the point. And he put the body in the place where it pleased him back in Genesis when we heard that, where he created the man first and then the woman, and all those things were set in order. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 19. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Verse 23, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness.
Yes, sir.
For
see, everything in the body has its place. In the body,
yes,
of
sir.
Christ and in the family. You know, everything has its order as it pleased God. We need to keep that into consideration. Does it make one part better than the other? The problem today is we want to all be heads, and there ain't nobody left to be these individual parts that are all necessary for the body. And in the marriage or the in a husband and wife scenario, you can't have two heads. You only can have one head. That doesn't work in government. That doesn't work anywhere. There has to be a head of everything. Go ahead, brother. 24.
Verse 24. For or our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. There should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
Now, what happens if you have more than one head on the body? You got two people got different ideas. They got different ways of thinking. You're going to have a schism, have a split in that concept. And God's order is the perfect order. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it.
And you know, when you have a real good father or husband in a relationship, whenever anyone in that relationship suffers, he suffers. Whenever anyone in that relationship has joy, he has joy. No, and it's the same for the wife. All those things are important, but every part of the body is important in its own way. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Verse 29, are all apostles?
No.
Are all prophets?
No.
Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Verse 31, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
Now, just I took us there, and obviously that's talking about the whole entire body of Christ, but you can compare that to the family, and you have the husband, you have the wife, you have the children, and all these have to work together to have a functional family, and God's order is the correct order. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, and let's look at that a little deeper. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Ephesians, the fifth chapter, and when you get there, brother, start reading in verse 14.
Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Now, he's not talking about being dead and waking from the dead here. He's talking about coming to understanding and coming to the light. That's what he's talking about.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, brother.
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools,
well,
but
walk
as wise.
Go ahead, brother. 16. I'm sorry, I stepped on you.
Verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
The days definitely evil today, aren't they? Verse 17,
yes,
go ahead, brother.
17, verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now we're going to start getting to it. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Now, this isn't
why?
Even talking about the woman submitting to the man. It's submitting to one another. Go ahead, brother.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
And that's the order that it's always meant to be. But would a wife submit herself to it? Should a wife submit herself to an ungodly husband? A wife is only going to submit herself to somebody that she loves and trust and knows that only would do what's best for her and was always looking out for her. Go ahead, brother.
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body.
And did you know a husband in the relationship with the family should be like a savior to that family? He should be ready to lay down his life at any moment to protect the family. Go ahead, brother.
Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
And what? Everything.
Everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
And that's exactly what I was talking about a while ago. That's exactly how husbands are supposed to love their wives. They're not supposed to lord over them and treat them unkindly. Christ never did that to his beloved, the body. He laid down his life for it. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Yes, sir.
Verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Okay, set apart and without blemish. That's the way he wants the body of Christ to be at the resurrection, and that's the only way it can be, or you won't be in the resurrection. It has to be without spot and without blemish. And that's the same way that a husband has to be to his wife in his family. See, it's we are the covering, just like Christ is our covering, and we are to teach them all things that we can, and not only teach them through the word, but also act it out for them, so that they could see Christ in us. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Because she is bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh. God took out a rib from Adam and closed up the flesh, and he made us a wife. And knowing that, how can a man not love his own body? If you don't love your wife in this way, she's not your wife. You haven't taken her as your wife. Go ahead, brother.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh.
That's the order that came from the beginning, and that order should never be changed. Go ahead, bro.
This verse 32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Yes, sir. And that's why it's important to understand that the body of Christ is our example of the family, and our family is the example of the body of Christ. Okay, let's go to Colossians 3, and you can start in 18 when you get there, brother. Colossians 3 and 18.
Colossians 3:18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord.
Notice this, how many times this is repeated just exactly like this. What you have to understand is that you shouldn't be with a man that you don't respect and love enough to submit yourself to. Just like we are to love the Lord thy God with all our soul, mind, and strength, that's the way that a wife should be with her husband. Go ahead, brother.
Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them.
Now, if you're lording over them, you're going to be bitter against them. Go ahead, brother.
Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged.
You know, we are, you know, commanded to guide and even, you know, discipline our children, you know, with a rod if necessary. But notice what he says here. He says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged and give up. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God.
You know, and that's how we have to do. You know, we're not all slaves like they were back then, or even, you know, were they indentured servants. But if we work for someone, we, you know, we're going to have to obey those masters, and because we were ordered that, we have to continue to work by the sweat of our brow until the new kingdom comes at least. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men.
Amen, brother.
Knowing that of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons.
And there's no respecter of persons in the family either. That doesn't mean just because the man has authority over the family that he's better in any way, because, again, there is no respecter of persons. Okay, let's go to 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2, and when you get there, pick it up in verse 8.
Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I will therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Verse 11, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection.
Now that doesn't mean she can't speak at all. That just means that she shouldn't usurp authority over the man. Go ahead, brother.
But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Now, you notice that God commanded Adam in the garden, and it looked pretty good close that Adam had told Eve not to eat of the tree, lest she would die. See, because God has his order. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 13, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in a transgression.
So even though she was tricked or deceived, she still was in transgression of God's law, because it was handed to her for certainly from Adam, because she recited the commandment. So even though she was deceived, it was still counted as sin to her. Go ahead, brother.
Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety.
Amen, brother. Go ahead. Go ahead right on into chapter 3.
This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work.
Now, a bishop is a person that is a head or a shepherd over a flock. Go ahead, brother.
A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of a good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, nor covetous. Verse 4, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity.
Now notice what this is a head or a shepherd over a congregation, a bishop, and he is to have his whole house in order. And how is he to do that? By being blameless, being the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. See, he's acting out for his family, showing them what a true man of God is supposed to be like. not given to wine, nor striker, nor not greedy, nor of filthy lucre, money obviously, but patient, not a brawler, and not covetous. Go ahead, brother, verse 5.
For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
Isn't that true? Go ahead, brother.
6. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil.
Now, a lot of people, they'll come into the Word, and they won't be in the Word 6 months, and they'll already be trying to be a teacher. I've heard people that are like that, and they come and go, and they don't stay in the Word, and that's the ones I hear of. Oh, well, you know, the woman is equal to the man. The woman is equal to the man, but the authority was given to man by God, and that's his order. Go ahead, brother. Verse 7.
Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without.
Or outside the congregation. Go ahead, brother.
Mm-hmm. Lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
Amen.
Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given too much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre.
So, again, very similar lines are drawn for the deacons of the church, which were really servants. They sometimes just waited on tables, but it didn't matter. They still had to be godly men, and they had to not only profess to be godly men, they had to demonstrate that before the congregation and even those outside. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 9, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless.
And that's, again, being found without spot or without blemish, being set apart. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 11, even so must their wives be grave, non-slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Verse 12, let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well.
If you don't set the example for your family, and you don't be, and you're not a godly person, how are you going to be able to do that for the church of God? You know, it's very important that we don't just keep God's word in word. In other words, we could get up there every week and we could teach the word perfectly and we can have perfect understanding. But if we're not walking the walk, we're not fit to be in the office. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 13. For they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness.
Standing in the congregation and in the community. Go ahead, brother.
A good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen. And may God, Father, add his blessings to the reading of the word.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
amen. Amen. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Amen. On the mouth of
I want
witnesses, may a thing be found.
That's right. That's right. Oh.
You want to what? Well, I just want to say, great precept, brother. If I could add a lesson to it, I mean, a lesson.
Amen, brother. Go right ahead.
I got lessons coming out of the ears, out of my eyeballs, man. It's just, wow. If I could add a script to that, please.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. How about this? 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. And it reads, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now, I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." So that's it in a nutshell. There's nothing else can come in between that.
Amen.
Ain't nothing else can break that. Nothing. Nobody have no authority in there but God, Christ, the husband, and the wife.
Amen, brother.
It ain't a pastor on this planet that can come in between a man and his wife.
No, sir.
If God ain't coming in between you and your wife, long as you're doing right, then you ain't got to worry about it. So ain't a man on this planet have any authority on anything that's going on in your house.
That's right.
Nothing. Nothing. This right here is the end all be all to all foolishness. It should be the end all to every woman that call himself a pastor or preacher.
Yes, sir.
It should be an end to all of that. It should be an end to anybody that got a child that call himself a pastor. The only way the Godhead works is that the man is in the front. That's the only way it works. Other words, you can't start up your car without the key.
Yes, sir.
You can't work the kingdom without the keys to the kingdom. And if the man ain't in the front, guess what? You don't have the key. Guess who got the key? The man do. So it's not that, like our brother Bob said, he said, you know, we were created equal because we all going to receive equal punishments for our sins. But he got a protocol, which your brother called due order. He said it's a due order, and that's what it is. It's a protocol. He gave the authority to Adam.
Amen.
Even though Adam and Eve had the same gift, he gave the authority to Adam. All right? So
sure.
I just want to say, man, great speech. We can't get enough of these. We can't get enough of these type of lessons, man. People learning how to get, because we get the house together. We working on it, man. We get the house together. You can start working on the neighborhood. You get the house together, you can start working on the camp. You get the house together, you can work on the church. You can't work on the church and then say, I'm going to work on the house. That ain't how it works. You fix that house, the church will be all right. Let's work on that house, everybody. Great precept, man. Great lesson.
Amen.
Amen. I yield the mic.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, grace and peace, bro. This is Brother Isaiah.
Hey,
you know what?
Brother.
Hey, bro. Hey, great lesson, bro.
Thank you.
You know what? What you said is right, man. You know, that's right to the T. You know, and that's one thing that, you know, if anybody, you know, have anything they want to do according to the body, you know, we got to make sure our house is in order. You know, and definitely like how you brought up, you know, like how a lot of, you know, like a lot of people, you know, just in general are able to teach, you know. I mean, that's cool and all, but it's all kind of in vain anyway if your house is not in order. You know, and definitely with your family, you know, is your kids aligned with you? You know, it's like so many other things, but the main thing that we all need is order. So I thought, you know, I caught on to it, and I thought it was very interesting, and I get a mic with that.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Praise God. Oh, sorry about that. I had to mute myself out. Any more questions or comments? Well, hey, Brother Pop, do you have any closing comments before we close out?
No, brother, I think that was the scripture did most of the talking there, brother, and I just thank you all for the opportunity to bring the word.
Praise God.
We thank you for putting the
I thank you for the Father using you, man, and bringing the word to us. We thank the Father for you.
We can't pray and
thank the Father for enough of brothers and sisters that work in the vineyard, you know, the way in due order. And I really, really, really appreciate good messages and good lessons, man. Great job reading, Eric, as usual.
Thanks, brother.
Can't wait to hear your precept one of these fine moons up under here one of these days.
Sir.
I know it's stewing and I know it's brewing, so I...
I'm praying for him. I know
already
Lord
put it out there.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'm praying for him. He's going to come out with it soon, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
Yes, sir.
In God, in Jesus' time, though. In God,
yeah. Man, brother.
That's right.
That tree ain't become a tree when it was a seed. That tree became a tree when it started bearing leaves.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, brother. Great precept. Great lesson, man. Good to hear from
you,
brother. Say, and everybody that's listening at the Sounds of Living Water family, all the listeners and all. And great job, Red, making sure that everything worked out and keeping the lines open. I want to thank you for that as well.
Thank the Father for reception, amen.
Praise God.
Wi-Fi. Oh, my God, today we start praying for Wi-Fi. Oh, my goodness. Well, thanking the Lord for Wi-Fi. What? All right, well, everyone, want to thank you again for your time, and you want to be back here tomorrow evening for the Nation of Peace. Your brother, Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Le Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
The kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. So you want to be back here for that? Tomorrow evening at 7:00 p.m.
Sir.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.